Hey, good morning. Ah, it's such a beautiful day, isn't it? Perfect day for nannying. So, where are the kids? Still asleep? I've got some fun plans for them today. Ah? They're at your parents' house. Don't you think this is something, I don't know, you could have told me sooner? I mean, I'm already here, so. What do you mean you can't pay me? I don't understand. You scheduled this session, so I was under the impression that your children would be here today. Here, I've got it all written down in my ledger. Here. See? Monday. Appointment at 10 a.m. Make breakfast. Take kids to the park, blah, 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 blah. It's all here. And I never, ever get my appointments wrong. Okay, so you're saying that I might have gotten it wrong this time. Okay. How long have I been your nanny? Like around, what, 3 months now? I'm pretty sure I've gotten used to your schedule. No, you stop right there. You are totally out of line. I fail to see how I'm the one at fault here. Well, you're acting unusually hostile. Is there something wrong? Do you want to talk about it? Look, because I've been working for you for quite a while, I'll be lenient with you. How about, you don't have to pay me anything right now, but I'm afraid you'll have to pay the cancellation fee at the very least. That's just company policy. I'm not even going to ask you to compensate me for my trouble. I mean, I could have gotten a booking from another client, so I'm effectively losing an entire day's worth of wages because of this. But that's fine, because I know you're a good guy. You might be going through some things you don't want to talk about, so I want to be considerate as possible. Seriously, you still won't pay? Come on, you must understand how ridiculous this sounds. No, don't make it seem as if I'm some nobody who just popped out of nowhere looking for a job. I've been your nanny for 3 months. Three! Your children adore me, and until now, I thought you liked me as well. Ugh, this is bizarre. I'm not sure what else to call it. It's just truly and utterly bizarre. Wow, I never figured you for the kind of guy who rips off their nanny just to save a few measly bucks. I wonder, what would your kids say about this, You think they'd be happy to know that their father treated their beloved nanny with such cruelty? Keep your kids out of this. Sir, I am their nanny. When the father starts acting like a douchebag out of the blue, it worries me. Are these sudden emotional shifts the reason you got divorced, Is this why your wife left you? I'm sorry. Your wife died? I always thought. Shit. I'm sorry. I was under the impression that you were divorced, not a widower, and I apologize. I'm sorry for talking about your wife like that, and I'm sorry for insulting you. Oh, this whole situation's just making me so mad. Can't you see that you're being a tad ridiculous right now? I made the effort to drive all the way here only to get sent back without any payment. It's unethical and frankly illegal. Okay. By your silence, I can tell that this is a sensitive subject. How about this? If you're tight on cash, I understand, but at least have the decency to admit it. I won't judge you if you're in dire straits at the moment. Actually, now that I think about it, you did seem to be under a lot of stress this past week. Could that be the reason why you forgot to call me? Okay. Well, like I said, we can always arrange for you to pay me at a later... Oh God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You don't have to start crying. No. Shh. Come here. It's all right. It's all right. Shh. It's all right. I understand. We all experience financial difficulties now and then. It must be so stressful for you since you're a single parent. No. Forget your pride for just a moment. Just cry it out. It's all right. I'm here, okay? I'm here for you. Okay. Let's go inside. Neighbors might start getting ideas. Let's set you down in the kitchen. There we go. Oh no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. We both got out of line. You got mad, I got mad. Insults were thrown. Let's just forget about it and put it away. Do you have any tissues? Here. Grab a tissue. Wipe those tears away. Yes, of course I know where the tissues are. I probably know this house better than you. Well, I've been your nanny for so long that I practically live here. In fact, we might as well get married at this point. Kidding. What am I doing? What kind of question is that? I'm doing my job. Well, your children love it when I heat up milk for them, and I just thought... Well, yeah, they're not here right now, but I might as well serve you some warm milk. I think it'd be good for you. Well, when I was a kid, my mother, bless her heart, always made sure I had a cup of warm milk when I had nightmares or whenever I was sad about something. So, yeah, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to warm up some milk like I always do, and besides, even though you're short on cash right now, I do intend to get paid today, somehow. How, you ask? Okay. I've never admitted it, but ever since I started working here, I've become more and more attracted to you. Well, once I became well acquainted with your children, I really felt like part of the family, you know? Just now, when you were so angry at me, it felt like my heart was being crushed. No, it's okay. Stress can do crazy things to a person's state of mind. I know. I can relate. It just got me thinking. It got me thinking that life is too short, and I really like you. I care about you. good God. I so badly want to do you right now. What? Why are you so restless all of a sudden? relax. You see, the thing about me, I show affection through physical interaction. So when you asked me how I intend to get paid today, well, that's simple. I want you to pay me by pumping out a thick load of your delicious cum. Ah, now that is some good milk. Mm. So, let's just wait for it to heat up some more, shall we? Huh? What did I say? I believe the word I used is cum. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to pay me with your cum. It's not that hard to understand, is it? Ah, a totally different person? Me? No. You just haven't seen this side to me. But now that I know you're so stressed out, I just want to help you relax. I want your cum all in my mouth. Every last drop of your warm, warm milk. Okay? So, what's it going to be, big boy? Oh, come on, I'm not blind. I've seen the way you look at me when I'm bent over the kitchen sink, scrubbing so hard that my tits jiggle. I've seen you out of the corner of my eye staring at my ass while I cook food for your kids. But now I want to take care of your kids. Do you understand? No? Then let me elaborate. Yeah, let me feel those balls. Oh, they're so warm. So full. No. Don't be scared. Actually, I know for a fact that you're not scared. Nah, you're just startled. You didn't think I could be this slutty, did you? Didn't expect this from your nanny? But I know you want this just as much as I do. Does it feel good? I'm not rubbing too hard, am I? I can feel it getting harder. May I? Thank you. Oh, wow. Such a beautiful cock. I've been dreaming about this moment for so long, since the first day I started working here. I was always too scared to act on my desires, too scared that I'd lose my job, but now I'm here, crouched in front of this gorgeous cock. I can't wait any longer. Do you like it when I suck like what is it? Didn't you like it? Oh, how long ago did she pass away? I don't mean to be insensitive, but a year is a long time. More than enough time to grieve. I'm sorry. I'm not a doctor, so you probably shouldn't listen to me. But look, since I started working here, I've noticed how stressed you are all the time. This week especially has been really rough on you, and it's hard not for me to notice. I've grown attached to this family, and Now that I know you have so many financial problems because you're a single dad, it just makes me want to help you in any way I can. And remember, I told you I was going to get paid today, one way or another. I know you're very uncertain about this, so let's just take it slow, okay? I'm going to kiss you now. So just stop me if you feel uncomfortable, okay? See? I knew you'd like it. Yeah. Yeah, kiss my neck. Right there. Here. Reach under my shirt. Feel that? Yeah, just keep rubbing my nipple like that. It's getting me so wet. Oh, wait. I think the milk's all warmed up. Give me a minute. No. You sit down. Right there. Yeah. Right there. Good boy. Let me just pour the milk into a pitcher. Here we go. Now, sit back and relax and just let me unzip your pants. I want to see that beautiful cock again. You know what? Just take it all off. Yes, and your shirt. I'll take mine off as well and give you something to look at. Ah, yes, there we go. Look at you. Such a beautiful body. Let me just run my tongue along it. Is it weird to call a grown man cute? Because I find you so, so, so cute. Hmm? Oh yes, of course you can feel my tits. That feels so good. Yeah. Yes, suck on my nipples. They're so hard already. Okay, I can't wait any longer. Get on the chair. Yeah. I have an idea. We're gonna use the milk now. Well, I am the nanny after all. I have to feed my good boy or else I wouldn't be doing my job. Here. Take a sip. Yeah, just like that. So nice and so warm. Let it dribble down your mouth, honey. Down your body. All the way to that perfect cock. Now, pour some more milk right on this cock. Yes, lube it up. There we go. Do you like it when I run my tongue up the shaft like this? The way I get to taste all the milk dripping down. Like a little fountain. Put your hands on the back of my head. There we go. I want to feel you all the way in the back of my throat. I want that cum. You want to cum for me? Yeah? You want to come in your nanny's slutty little mouth, huh? Yeah? I'm going to use your dick like a straw. Suck it all out like a milkshake. Milkshake is all for me. Going to pump out all that warm milk for your nanny? Yeah, give it to me. Pump out that warm load. I want to taste it. I want to slurp it just like a milkshake. Yes, honey. Give it to me. Come for your nanny. Come on. Come for me. So much cum. Where have you been storing all this? No wonder you've been so stressed out. It must feel like a large load has been lifted off your mind. pun most certainly intended. Oh, no. Look at the mess we've made. Everything's covered in milk and drool. Oh, it's okay. I can get a mop in here. Wouldn't want the kids to come home to this now, would we? Yeah, come on. Let's hop in the shower and clean ourselves off. And then after that, I figure we could get some clothes from my apartment and sleep at your house for now. I could be a full-time nanny. Would you be okay with that? You would. Thank you so much. I'll have to sleep in the spare bedroom, of course. Wouldn't want to confuse the kids, but I'm just glad that we'll be together. I can't stop smiling. I'm sure we're going to have so much fun. Mwah!